The news is read by Aidan Fitzsimons.
A search is getting underway in County Louth today for the body of a British intelligence officer who was abducted and murdered by the IRA almost 50 years ago. The body of Captain Robert Nairac, who was taken away and shot after he was confronted outside a pub in South Armagh in 1977, has never been found. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley reports.
Captain Robert Nairac was a British Army intelligence officer. He'd gone to a South Armagh pub near the village of Drummond Tee on the night he was abducted by members of the IRA in 1977. He was driven the short distance into County Louth, where he was shot. For the first time, there's to be a search for his remains, and it's based on information received. It will take place on farmland at Fochart, north of Dundalk, right on the border. The precise location is not being revealed at the request of the landowner. It's being carried out by the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains, an organisation set up to recover the bodies of 17 people abducted, murdered and secretly buried by Republicans during the Troubles. All but four have been found. John Hill from the Commission said the area to be examined was relatively small, less than an acre in size. The Nairac family has been informed of the dig. The Commission says it will work until they find the missing soldier's remains or establish that he's not where they've been told. Conor McCauley, RT News, Belfast.
Reports are coming in from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, of a Russian air attack that has resulted in disruption to the city's water and electricity supplies. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, said there were power cuts in several districts. At least seven explosions were reported in the city this morning amid a nationwide alert warning against Russian aerial attacks. The governors of the southern regions of Odessa and Zaporizhia, as well as the governor of the northern region of Kharkiv, said at least three people are reported to have been killed in the Russian airstrikes. Officials in the northwestern city of Lusk said a Russian bomb damaged an apartment building. The United States has said it's working to try to avoid an escalation in hostilities between Israel and the Lebanese group Hezbollah. Yesterday, there were more cross-border rocket launches between the two sides than there have been on any other day in the past 10 months. Hundreds of rockets and drones were fired into Israel, and there were several airstrikes on southern Lebanon. The official Palestinian news agency WAFA is reporting that at least five people were killed by Israeli airstrikes on Gaza City overnight. Talks aimed at securing a ceasefire and hostage release deal adjourned without agreement near the Egyptian capital Cairo last night. Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor to the US President Joe Biden, said work on bringing peace to the Middle East would continue.
It is incumbent on all parties in the region to work towards de-escalation and stability. And so we are feverishly working in Cairo with our team and the teams of the other mediators, as well as with the Israelis, to get to a ceasefire and hostage deal, and ultimately to get to a broader circumstance of regional stability.
Italian media is reporting that police have placed under investigation the captain of the luxury yacht that sank off Sicily this day last week. Six people died in the incident. Hospital consultants have welcomed the commencement of a review of urgent and emergency healthcare services in the Midwest. The Health Information and Quality Authority published the terms of reference of the review last week. It follows a number of controversies over care at University Hospital Limerick and the scale of overcrowding there. Earlier this month, inpatient, day surgery, outpatient appointments and other scheduled services at University Hospital Limerick and hospitals across the Midwest were suspended because of overcrowding. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association said the review would provide an opportunity to collectively and cohesively address long-standing challenges, specify required improvements and ultimately make informed decisions. Figures released today show that over 775,000 Irish passports have been issued so far this year. Most applications were received from people living in Dublin, Cork and Galway. Based on current trends, it's expected that more than 1 million passports will have been issued in Ireland before the year is out. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, has paid tribute to the passport service. He said virtually all complete passport applications were being processed within or before advertised turnaround times, with the majority of adult online renewal applications issuing within 2 working days. A man in his 20s remains in a critical condition in hospital after the car he was driving crashed in County Donegal at the weekend. The single vehicle crash happened near Quigley's Point on Saturday. A 16-year-old boy from Derry City, who was a passenger, died in the incident. He's been named locally as Cian Dawson. Don Bosco's football club in Derry, where Cian was a member and player for many years, extended condolences to his parents, sister, relatives and friends. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern, minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be patchy rain and drizzle this morning. The day will brighten up for a time from the south with hazy sunny spells. However, thicker cloud will move in from the Atlantic this afternoon. Rain in Atlantic coastal counties will turn heavy and persistent by evening. Highest temperatures will range from 17 to 21 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds will reach gale force 8 on the Irish Sea tonight and tomorrow morning.